Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas, Pack Tour Radio, chatting with Lon Haldeman again about Pack Tour Desert Camp, and we're really going to be talking a lot about mountain tour. Lon, you're digging out from quite a bit of snow right now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois got hit with that biggest snow of the year. They were calling for 10 to 12 inches, but right in here, we probably got 6 or 7. So it was enough to call off school, but it didn't totally shut us down anyway. So I've been out on the tractor plowing neighbors' driveways pretty much up and down the street all morning. So we're looking forward to getting on the road and getting to Arizona starting next week. So kind of get out of here for a while.
So this kind of hit at the wrong time because you've got to load up your vans and trailers, and you've got quite a drive with those big vans hauling some huge trailers behind them.
Well, yeah, we always have some flex time of just when we need to leave town and things. So we pretty much tried to get everything done by early February. So we're okay. You know, now we just kind of looking at the travel schedule of when we can leave, but probably sometime next week and get out to Arizona the following week. And I have some Route 66 scouting work to do on my drive west, so I take a pretty leisurely drive getting out there. So anyway, it looks like the forecast is pretty clear for snow once we get down towards St. Louis, so it shouldn't be too bad of a drive going out.
And then what is your schedule like this year? Do you have 6 weeks of camp?
We have 6 weeks of tours at camp, and then we've got a couple weeks in between the Route 66 tour. But Susan and I usually go up and do some backcountry camping and stuff at the Grand Canyon for 5 days to a week or so. And then I need to get out to Route 66 and start that tour on, I think it's the 19th of April. And then that one's a 19-day tour back to Amarillo. So I'm basically going to be on the road for 3 months once we leave here. So that's kind of why I got to get all my ducks in a row and get everything set, you know, before I hit the road for 3 months. So, yeah, it's kind of the busy time of year getting ready. And then, of course, being on the road, you know, doing something every day for 3 months is going to be busy, too.
Now, Desert Camp's going to kick off with which tour?
We do Historic Hotels Week, which is kind of going between around the classic hotels around southern Arizona, Bisbee Copper Queen and some of the places in Tombstone and down towards Nogales and things. And so that's a more easy tour. It's our easiest tour of the schedule, like 50 miles a day. So we have probably about 30 riders or so on that week. And then the next week is we basically hang out in Sierra Vista, which is in southern Arizona, originate in Tucson, but then we go to Sierra Vista. And that's, we call it Century Week, but, you know, it's rides of 90 to 100 miles a day, loops out around Sierra Vista. Then the third week is Chiricahua Week, which makes a ride out to the Chiricahua Mountains. It's not totally loop rides, but we have a couple stayover days in Wilcox in Bisbee. So that's kind of a good compromise between traveling every day and actually going point to point. And then the fourth week is basically the same as the second week, which is the Century Week again out of Sierra Vista. And that one's our biggest week, I think, right now of participation. We're at like 45 riders or so on that. And we're like 35 or 40 riders for Chiricahua Week. So those weeks are pretty full. So then we get to fifth week, which is Mountain Week, which basically makes a big loop around in southern Arizona, southeastern Arizona, over into New Mexico, and then up around to Lordsburg, and comes back around to Mount Graham, which is the classic climb in Arizona. We do that week last because that can be snowed in all the way to mid-March. So usually by late March, the road is open up to the top, up to the observatory and back. And that's a classic 20-mile climb with, oh, I don't know how many switchbacks. It's got to be 50 switchbacks going up. And then comes back down around, and then that ride loops back. So it's basically just a big loop. You know, it's a big 500-mile loop at about 90 miles a day. And then week six is a new tour. It's called Gravel Week, and it's the riding on all the gravel roads and things. Kind of goes to some ghost towns and in some really desolate areas there in southern Arizona, down around the Mexican border. About the only thing you see, vehicles you see all day, are some Border Patrol trucks. You know, so that's some really nice areas, though. And it's hard-packed gravel. You can ride it with, 35-millimeter tires if you wanted to. Most people are bringing street-tire mountain bikes and things like that. And so that's week six. So it's kind of a different week for us, but it really goes to some nicer areas and really misses the traffic and still get out there in the wilderness almost. So we're looking forward to doing that week. So that's our 6 weeks that we have planned at Arizona this year.
Well, Pack Tour Desert Camp is really the way I get my season kicked off. Chiricahua Week had really become one of my favorite tours. That one's actually full this year, isn't it? You're not taking any more registrations for that week?
Right. That week's full as we can be with, because we stay in Bisbee at the Copper Queen Hotel, and they just don't have enough rooms, and it really gets to be a problem when we have to start overflowing. So we're full the Chiricahua Week, and we're also full that fourth week at Century Week in Sierra Vista. So those weeks are full.
And the tour I have always wanted to do that I'm actually fortunate enough to have gotten into this year is Mountain Tour. Can we get into a little bit more detail about that, and do you still have space in Mountain Tour?
Yeah, well, yeah, Mountain Tour's special. We, you know, that's our second oldest running tour of Desert Camp. We've been down in Arizona now for over 25 years, and I think we started doing Mountain Tour, might have been our third year that we were down there, because Desert Camp originally started as coaching weeks and things with the bicycling magazine editors and things. That's how it originally started in doing 100-mile loops out of Sierra Vista. Well, then we decided, let's go someplace different. So we started Mountain Tour, and that was it's been real popular. We've run it probably 20 times out of 26 possible years, I guess. And so we actually have some space this year. We have about 20... some riders. We have room for about 10 more riders, about 5 more motel rooms is what we could fit in. And we still, we have like 6 weeks before that tour kicks off. So we still have room to, you know, to get some more people entered. And what's nice about that ride is it does go point to point. And we've had riders that's their favorite week because they got to ride 90 miles to the next hotel, no matter what. You know, if the weather's a little blustery or whatever, they still got to get their miles in. So that's nice. And we've had lots of time. Well, we actually used to run it earlier because we only had 2 or 3 weeks of camp starting in late February. So Mountain Week actually happened in early March. And that's why we ran into the problems with the Mount Graham hill climb being closed and snowed in certain times of the year if they got a, you know, a February snowstorm or so. So anyway, now moving it back several weeks to the end of March works out better. The roads are usually open. The weather's a little bit warmer and a little bit more daylight. So it's a nice ride. It's hard enough that you have to be a pretty good rider to do it. You know, at early season miles, going out there doing, you know, 90 miles or so every day can still be challenging, but it's not totally overwhelming, and there are some days those are actually some shortcut options where the route we might take is a big bend, you know, it goes up to a point and comes back down where there's maybe a shortcut route or something too. So sometimes people do have an option for taking some shorter options, shorter routes. So it's a popular route. We've been doing it for many years, and it's kind of one of the traditional tours of desert camp. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, I was looking at the Mount Graham climb on your website, and then looking at some YouTube videos of people going up, and that looks really impressive, to say the least.
Yeah, it starts off, I think bottom to top, it's like a 5,000-foot gain, and it starts off kind of in the brown foothills-type terrain, and then it gets up into trees, and so you're in the national forest. You know, a lot of ponderosa pines and things. You're, you know, tight little switchback turns and things going up. And because it's a dead-end road going up to an observatory, there's maybe a few scientist type of people driving up and down during the day, but it's very desolate. And so, and it can get quite cold at the top. You know, it's over 9,000 feet up at the top. So it always surprises some people, you know, about what clothes to bring. And we actually have a rest stop two-thirds of the way up, just for everybody to stash more clothes. And we say, you better take everything you've got, your gloves, your tights and a jacket and everything, and ear warmers and everything else. Because when you get up to the top, we've actually had sunny, nice days, but usually when you turn around and come down, it's cold enough you need gloves. And so then you've, you know, got that great downhill. It's, I don't know, 20 miles coming back down, but because of the hairpin turns and things, it's almost an hour's worth of descending because you can't really go through the hairpins all that fast. But so it's a long coast downhill if it's cold. So but that's a classic climb. It's one of the nicer climbs probably in the whole country, you know, as far as 5,000 foot gain on a road without any traffic.
Now, kind of describe the week. What's kind of the typical elevation gain for each day?
I would say on the average, you know, well, because there's some days like Douglas to Lordsburg, that day does not have that many hills. There's like two climbs of about 1,000 feet spread out, you know, and so there's not that many, you know, there's some big long straightaways on that one. So that's 100 miles with 2,500 feet of climbing. So that's really not too much. There's some other days that we go from Lordsburg up around towards Morenci Mine and then back around. That's got a couple kicker hills in it, you know, some 2,000-foot climbs we go over. And then we come on back down towards Tombstone. That's got some back road climbs. So, you know, if you took the Mount Graham climb out of there, you know, which is, I don't know, that whole day has upwards of 7,000 feet of climbing over 100 miles, and 5,000 of it comes on one hill, and the other 2,000 are on some other ridges we go over. But most of the other days are probably only around 3,000 feet climbing over 90 miles. So it's not that much in the and there's like some long straightaways, and then you've got a series of humps. So it's there's enough climbing there to make it feel like you've done something, but they're all not mountain passes either. So that's not too bad.
But it also sounds like a great way to get a real pack tour experience into a desert camp week.
Yeah. You know, the support and everything is like we would normally run on a cross-country tour with the rest stops every 20 miles or so. So you've got rest stops, a few rest stops in the morning and then a lunch, and depends on the length of the day, sometimes an afternoon rest stop. And so, you know, the rest stop's 20 miles apart. That's about right for an hour and a half ride for most people. On the Mount Graham climb, we actually have some stops closer together because, you know, it's about every 10 miles, I suppose, because of the climb and stuff. And so it's kind of like a mini pack tour transcontinental as far as how everything's laid out. And like I said, it's a good thing to do at that time of year. People usually feel like they've really got a good week's worth of riding in by the time, you know, you've done your 6 days of 90 miles a day. You know, it's over 550 miles for the week. So for most people, that's a lot of miles at that time of year. So it's really a good way to jump start the season.
And where can people go to get some more information as well as to register?
Well, on the Pack Tour website, which is packtour.com, and then, you know, there's a home page, and then it says Desert Camps, and then you click on which week of tour you're interested in learning more about, and then there's another link that says sign up, and it brings up the application forms and things. And if anybody has any questions about signing up, there's the phone numbers there. Give us a call. We can talk you through it in person and take credit card numbers and everything like that over the phone, too, if somebody doesn't want to fill everything out and use PayPal and that kind of thing. So, Susan and I are here taking applications and stuff. But then up until, probably after Valentine's Day or so, we'll have other people here in the office taking care of stuff. So, but if anyway, we're always available by email, and we spend a lot of time getting everybody prepared. We've got a 20-page rider packet that we send to everybody. It goes over all the details of shipping bike cases and arriving in Tucson and all the logistical things that they need to consider. And, of course, we can always talk to people in person, too, if they've got individual personal questions of how to customize a tour to their needs. So we have a variety of different people that come with different requests, you know, maybe even a spouse or somebody wants to join and follow along with the tour, you know, in a rental car and things, you know, so we can accommodate a wide range of interests. So, you know, we can always work out those details too.
Lon Haldeman, thanks very much. Look forward to our next edition where we're really going to talk about training for desert camp and getting in shape.
Okay. Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah.
Lon Haldeman joining us on Over the Top Cycling from Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.